A student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign was suspended this year after he vandalized a building on campus this spring. The student says he was protesting the university's investments in companies supporting Israel's military operations in Gaza. This isn't the first time pro-Palestinian activism has come under fire at the university. And as IPM's May Ansar reports, community members say the school's actions are having a chilling effect on student voices.
Last semester, Adam Ahmed was a Palestinian junior at the U of I studying chemistry. He was growing frustrated with the school's response to calls for divestment.
The university has ignored every call from its student body to divest, to engage with its students.
According to data from the 2023 fiscal year, the university has millions of dollars invested in various companies tied to Israel's military and over $160,000 in the country itself. Administrators have not answered questions from IPM News in the past about its investment portfolio. Ahmed's frustration came to a head in April when the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk came to campus. Ahmed was appalled.
It is dehumanization of Palestinians. It's just completely unjustified.
The morning before Kirk's arrival, Ahmed was motivated to act.
I spray painted the word divest onto Bollinger Auditorium in protest of the university's complicity with its investments in genocide.
Shortly after, the school's police department arrested Ahmed. He was taken to the Champaign County Jail and faced state charges. He says towards the end of the summer break, the university notified him he was being suspended and that he could re-enroll if he paid a fine for the damages he caused. But Ahmed said he was only given 2 business days to complete that request and feels as though the university essentially expelled him. He says it was an unjust and overly harsh step for the university to cut off his education. In a statement, a university spokesperson says students can be penalized under the policy on disciplinary procedures, and the school's new chancellor, Charles Isbell, has said the school wants to create a safe space for everyone to express their views. But news on the suspension comes at a difficult time for public demonstrations on college campuses, even before Charlie Kirk was shot and killed in Utah earlier this month. Several community members say the U of I is unfairly targeting pro-Palestinian protesters. In the spring, a national Muslim civil rights group said the school is one of 28 campuses it considers hostile to voices speaking against the war in Gaza. Mariam Hassan is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. She says the U of I is particularly harsh on the movement compared to other schools on the list.
We want to report these campus environments so that the public knows, parents and students and families know which campuses are hostile to free speech, free expression, protesters against genocide.
Hassan says the list is based on a variety of factors, including how administrators react to demonstrations and what legal actions are taken to discipline students who protest. Those concerns come into play when the U of I responded to the pro-Palestinian encampment that formed on campus in May last year. Protesters camped out on the quad and demanded the university divest its holdings and companies involved with Israel's siege in Gaza. Following the encampment, university police worked with local prosecutors to charge 8 protesters with mob action felonies. All of those cases have since been resolved, with most of the defendants taking plea deals. Ahmed said that's why he chose to vandalize Bollinger. He says the school is repressing voices on campus instead of letting students be heard. IPM News reached out to Jewish student groups to ask whether they feel their voices are being heard on campus. Here's what Samantha Levy with Illini Hillel had to say.
My hope as a Jewish student leader is that all Jewish students should feel free and be safe to express their Jewish identities, including their relationship to Israel.
She declined to provide further comment on the subject. Ahmed says the cause is also personal to him. He and other students have lost family members due to Israel's military strikes. An organizer with Students for Justice in Palestine who chose to remain anonymous out of fear for her safety says she was disappointed to learn Ahmed was suspended.
It's clear that the university is trying to just make an example out of him to scare us into, like, to stop talking about Palestine and just to not speak out against morally corrupt things that the university is doing.
While Ahmed says his education was cut short, he isn't worried about his future because he knows he's not alone.
I'm reminded that this isn't a small movement. This is an international movement across campuses in the United States, Canada, and Europe, as well as everywhere else where a lot of students are facing similar forms of repression and similar forms of overcriminalization.
The University of Illinois declined to comment on the specifics of his case. Ahmed is now prohibited from coming onto campus, but he says he'll continue fighting for Palestinian voices to be heard. May Antar, IPM News.